Well, members, I'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order and note for the record that there is a quorum present. Also want to welcome back Representative Engen. Congratulations on your new addition and certainly keeping you and your family in our thoughts.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Our first order of business is approval of the minutes for Thursday, April 18th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Thank you, Chair Long. Yes, I move their approval.
Any discussion to the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Our order of business, members, is two deadline waivers pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03. There are two bills before the committee for a waiver after missing deadline. As a reminder, the purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further action and to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we won't be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill is House File 5040, Representative Herr, the 2024 Pensions and Retirement Bill. The reason for the waiver is per Joint Rule 2.03, Paragraph 4, the deadline for a committee of either House to act on a bill that has been recommended favorably by the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement is the second committee deadline. Because first and second deadlines were collapsed into a single deadline this year, the Commission was operating on a truncated schedule to compile the 2024 Pension and Retirement Bill as approved by the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement. And this bill contains the entire bipartisan, bicameral work of the LCPR from 2024. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 5040 and that House File 5040 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Discussion to the motion. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I was wondering why, when the last committee stop was on 3/2024, that this wasn't able to make it through the process, particularly given its bipartisan nature. You know, I think Chair Leo Driscoll is speaking favorably of this bill. Just wondering why, after almost a month and a couple of days of inactivity, we're giving this a rules waiver.
Well, Representative Nashville did miss the deadline, which is why it's before us for the waiver, and I think we're moving it now because it is ready to be taken up by Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just really quick, since it's going to Ways and Means, it must have a fiscal impact. What is the fiscal impact?
Ms. Adrians.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Rarick. In the initial tracking document, there was a line for educator pensions. And so the money that was set aside for the pensions bill was just under $31.5 million.
Any further questions, Representative Rarick?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So is this bill consuming that whole $31 million or short?
Ms. Adrian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My understanding is that it is, but I can double check.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 5040 and that House File 5040 be re-referred to Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No. No.
The motion prevails. A second motion is for House File 4975, Representative Akam, Renewable Development Account. The reason for the waiver is that there was a late misalignment with the Senate about which vehicle bill to use. The Senate decided to assemble their Ag, Climate, and Commerce bill onto the companion bill of House File 4975 and Senate File 4942. We had been prepared to assemble the package onto House File 4177, which we had moved, but needed to move House File 4975 when the Senate changed course. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4975 and that House File 4975 be re-referred to Ways and Means. Discussion. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the explanation. It sounds as if the majority, House and Senate, had miscommunication with deciding how this was going to move forward. But with that being said, what is the fiscal implication on this bill, the fact that it's moving to Ways and Means?
Ms. Adrians, do you have that for us?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair and representatives. This bill is moving to Ways and Means, and it will be used as a vehicle for some of the bills that are being combined together in Ways and Means. I hope I'm not giving away any state secrets there, but
I was clear on that in my statement. Leader Damon.
Chair, follow up. What is the fiscal implication?
Mr. Chair and members.
Maybe that would be a better question for Chair Olson.
Ms. Adrians knows fiscal inside and out, but I could just share, so she is not on the line for any secrets, which there aren't any, but because I shared about this in Ways and Means. We are assembling our bills right now, starting tomorrow. We took up three. We laid over those bills. We'll take up more tomorrow, and we'll start assembling the packages, as Representative Long said. The bill we are doing the deadline waiver on is a vehicle bill. So the fiscal bill, I think you're asking about the overall fiscal impact, which we still, so this is the bill we will amend the budget bill onto.
Okay.
So this, the essentially the fiscal impact of this bill is probably not the question you're actually asking about.
Leader Dame.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Olson, for that explanation. Again, the concern of the targets, where it's coming out of, and the cost, knowing that we were cautioned by MMB to exercise restraint in any spending, rises to the level of concern. And as soon as we have that information available as we move forward in these uncertain times over the next few days, that is going to be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader Damon. Seeing no further discussion, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. That's our business, members, and we are adjourned.